Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
It's night two of Dancing with the Stars, and as always, we had plenty of shocks and surprises, plus a very strange elimination that we'll be talking about today on the After Show, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Jeff Graham, and we're so thankful you're tuned in today. Quickly, if this is your first time tuning into AfterBuzz TV, we're so glad to have you. We are the ESPN of TV talk, and this is your weekly recap of Dancing with the Stars. Of course, I'm not doing it alone. I am joined by the best way to describe Teague. I was gonna say the beautiful, stunning, and brilliant Teague, which
Thank
we
you
know.
So much. So
but
tonight.
I want to give them an adjective they don't know. I'm going Ooh. To say the excellent writer, Teague Dooley-Panko.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's
Jeff.
A life that you guys might not know, but Teague, Teague's doing some behind-the-scenes stuff that's really cool. So
that's really nice of you.
Yeah,
I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
Absolutely. And of course, you guys also know that Teague has plenty of dance experience and professional dance experience as well. I don't know if you're allowed
yeah.
to talk about it.
I am. Now yeah. I am, yes.
Officially retired, but.
Well, yes, I guess so. Yeah. It's hard for me to talk about being retired, but yeah. I just ended my contract with the Lakers. I've danced with the Lakers for the past 4 seasons, and it's been great, wonderful, but I'm ready for my next step in writing, which
Absolutely.
You wonderfully highlighted, so thank you.
Yeah, you got it. And we're missing Carla and Carla tonight, and that's okay. We're going to have a great show without you, but we do miss you guys, but we'll have both of them next week for a full panel. We will not only be covering tonight's episode, but we also have some special segments. I will be doing a dance history lesson on the samba, which will be interesting.
Mm.
We've got some news. Whitney had some interesting words to say about her and her husband at the Emmys that we'll be talking about later.
Love it.
And we'll be making some predictions for next week as well.
Yes, I love it. And we're also in the live chat, and we're so excited to be in here. This is like such an awesome active live chat, and I've missed some of you guys, and I'm so happy to be hanging again. So get on in there, and we'll chat it away.
Are they stoked that you're in there?
I'm so stoked.
I'm getting a lot of tea.
Well, I don't know, but I do have some I have some favorites in here that I love. So I'm really happy to be reunited with all of you.
Definitely. Okay, well, with that, all that being said, Teague, let's get into it. First
yes.
of all, overall thoughts on Dancing with the Stars this season, and then I want to hear your overall thoughts on tonight specifically.
I like the casting this season. Mm-hmm. I think that we have athletes, we have actresses. I like the overall casting. I like the vibe of the show. It's very light and fresh and fun and flirty and cute. It's not, there was no one that I was cringy about, nobody that I really dislike. A few moments where I kind of wanted to cry, but that's getting specifically tonight's episode and specifically just Lamar Odom. But yeah, I think it's a good season overall. I'm excited to see where it goes. And I think I want to follow everyone's journey. I mm-hmm. like everyone. Everyone has an interesting story. And so I've liked the show so far.
Yeah, it's a bit more of an even crowd this year. I don't feel like there's, barring maybe one, there's no one who's like way behind the pack. But I don't think there's like a clear front runner right now. I feel
right.
like there's three or four that I wouldn't be surprised to see that they win. So that makes it an
totally.
Interesting season.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad this episode felt a lot smoother than the premiere. The premiere was just kind of bumpy in terms
yeah.
of camera work. And so I appreciated a smoother episode. And we're getting to see more personality from these contestants. So
mm-hmm.
overall, solid night. One last question I have for you. I brought it up with Carla Beltran last week,
mm-hmm.
but they're pushing a lot more strictness in the ballroom this season. They're
right.
really going to come down hard on variations. They're limiting the contemporary. How do you feel about sort of the back to basics proper return to Dancing with the Stars choreo?
I think it's great. I think sometimes when we try to do a little bit more than we need to, like we throw a contemporary piece at somebody that like, contemporary is not something you can really
right.
give. Oh, come on. You know, I think it's good. I think it's good to be back to basics. If we want to add in, if we see some really technical dancers that can take it to the next level and we want to give them a jazz piece or a contemporary, that's fine. But I think that just overall, it is nice to stay a little bit more to the basics because it gives it a little bit more of an even playing field.
Mm.
Sometimes it's like you can't judge somebody on messing up contemporary because they weren't trained for their whole life, you know.
Mm.
So I think it's good.
I like that take.
I'm a fan.
Carla and I were talking about it last week, but I think the take of sort of the even playing field approach is a really smart one. So I like that point. Let's get into it. We're going to start with James Van Der Beek. He and his partner Emma Slater are dancing a cha-cha to Dancing on the Ceiling. So funny, this was so long ago. I'm like trying to remember the dance.
Oh, don't worry. I've got it, Jeff.
Take
this
it away,
Teague. Was so good.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I'm so sorry. The perfect split jump, the perfect toe touch right off of the... Are you kidding? Who is this guy? First of all, I believe he is lying when he says the only dance experience he has was in that one little bit on that TV show. That has to be a lie.
I'm sure.
The guy has been dancing in the closet or dancing in the streets somewhere. Look at that perfect jump. Oh, I can't stop talking about it. He was great. His movement was great. I think it was a really fun way to start the night. And I was so impressed.
Definitely really, really solid. I think I'm watching it back now. If you guys are watching or listening on the podcast, we do have some footage in front of us. We might be airing it on our YouTube as well. I think I want to see a bit more fluidity with his extensions.
Okay.
But besides that, he is very solid. Him and Emma look really in sync. Yeah, it looks even better on this watch than it did on the first.
He's great. I was
very,
really impressed.
Very good. Well, the judges agree with you. Len did say, cut out the gimmicks. But besides that, he really liked it.
Yeah.
Bruno called him out for missing a step. And Carrie Ann said, the way you used the floor was a really fantastic way to start out the night. Interesting, he only got a 7, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a bit underscored?
And also, maybe it was because it was the first routine of the night.
Yes.
People are like, oh, I don't know what we're going to see tonight. Keep it lower.
Yeah.
But I think if he would have gone later in the show, maybe it would have been higher.
Definitely a front runner, James Van Der Beek.
For sure.
I think.
For sure.
Well, up next we have Sailor Brinkley Cook and Val. This is, of course, Sailor's second week on the show because her mother, Christy Brinkley, hurt herself last week. So mm-hmm. Sailor had to slide right in. They were doing a rumba to Senorita by Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes. How did you feel about this rumba?
I thought it was good, but I think we both looked at each other and I think your direct quote was, I think it's just happening.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and I think that's pretty much an accurate depiction of what it was. It's slow because of the style, but also it just felt like it just felt very stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I could have seen more head movement. Maybe I could have seen more, just a little bit more pizzazz. I know it's supposed to be soft, but she was leading with her heels in a few of the steps. Those are just technical things. But also, I would like to just commend her because she just popped right onto the show.
Yeah.
And it is impressive that she's doing as well as she is. So,
yeah, it's hard to give tangible notes as to what I want to see made better. But it was just kind of felt like she was marking it. Like, it felt like maybe I was watching a dress rehearsal.
That's a good point.
I think it's just a matter of performance versus doing it, you know?
Right.
It's interesting. You see someone like Kate, who I think maybe isn't even technically up to the same level Sailor is, but gave us so much more in her dance because there was just a performance charisma there that I think Sailor is still learning.
Right.
She was good. I think sometimes you see this with younger dancers where the rumba is a bit uncomfortable for them because it's such a sensual dance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just doesn't feel totally able to let go. So I'll be excited to see her do something else.
Right. And also, it's funny that you say let go because I do feel like she was a little bit hangy on him. She was a little hangy on Val. Maybe because she thought that was like a way to look like she was more interested or whatever, like in the Roomba. But I felt like it was a little bit hangy, like a little clawed on. You
interesting.
Know?
And when you have that age gap, it can look a little bit like maternal, like
father-daughter, like,
rather
on?
Than like... Yeah, that's an interesting note.
Yeah.
Well, the judges seem to agree. Bruno said, your intention has to be stronger. I agree with that. Carrie Ann said it's lacking consistency. That's a note she gave a couple times tonight where... You know, there's peaks and valleys and sort of the performance charisma we're getting with your dance.
Right.
And Len said, drive through the ball of your foot, which you also echoed, Teague.
Mm-hmm.
3-6 here. That seems fair based on what James was scored.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even really need it to be that high, but.
Yeah. Maybe a 5 from Len.
Maybe 1-5.
Yeah. Well, I still like Sailor. I'll be excited to see what she does next week.
Yes.
I think I'm excited to see her like in jive mode, foxtrot mode, a little bit younger dances I think might be fun to see.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about Ray and Cheryl. Speaking of foxtrots, they danced a foxtrot to September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking back. Oh, this was a very interesting one for me. I'll go ahead and start. I felt like Ray took a couple steps back this week, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. He's such a good mover. He had so much rhythm and relaxed energy last week. It all kind of went out the window. And I just feel like It's funny, he was loose last week, and he was so incredibly stiff this week. Maybe it's just because the dance was so outside of his element, but, man, he is just clomping down this floor. I think Carla Renata calls these Frankenstein feet.
Yes, she does.
And it's funny, I feel like Cheryl's usually such a good coach with athletes, but I don't feel like he seemed very well coached this week.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that I knew it was going to go downhill after I saw him do a shimmy with his wrists instead of his chest. And then I was like, oh no, here we go, here we go. I first of all, you got to love the guy. Whenever he's in hold and he's just smiling, can you beat that smile?
No,
he's great.
Oh
my gosh, the energy is palpable. He's awesome. Just so fun to watch. And I want him to do well. But I did, yeah, the stiff back is tough to get past.
Yeah.
It's a little bit tough to look beyond that. And I think that even kind of inhibited Cheryl's movement, too. It looked like she couldn't maybe hit all of her things to her full ability, or like her leg extension was cut off just a bit because he was kind of like stuck there. I don't know. That might just be dramatic. But overall, I want him to stay around because he's just so great. His personality
so
is so
likable.
Fun. Yeah.
And he's good. I mean, like, this was a step back this week, and it's weird because missing things technically is one thing, but he wasn't moving well tonight. And that was one thing he had last week, was a great sense of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Ray, but I am glad he's back next week. I'd love to see him turn this around.
Yeah.
Carrie Ann says, comfortable in your own skin. Len said, flat-footed, you've got to glide. And the no rise and fall note is a really good one. You need that with the foxtrot. Waves on the ocean, as Len told us in the episode. And Bruno said, don't make as many mistakes next time. Bruno coming down hard.
Yeah, and in the live chat, everyone is pretty much saying that they love Ray, but he needs a little bit of work.
Yeah, this is a off week for him.
Yeah.
3 fives for a 15. That feels fair. I would argue maybe based on what we were seeing, maybe even a little overscored, but
I guess
with Lamar getting fours, he was better than Lamar. So maybe the fives make sense.
But honestly, when you give somebody a four, that's just like, it's actually just rude.
It's kind of rude.
I'm like, can we not give fours? I just don't feel like that.
Well, it's better. You know, Lamar got 2 threes last week, which was just such a woof.
You
so,
know, it's
brutal.
It hurts my heart.
Especially when you can see he's kind of a
crybaby?
Fragile puppy right now.
I know, he's a little baby.
Yes, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But we're going to move on to Allie Brooke. Interesting to see Allie open up about her struggles in Fifth Harmony.
Yes, I think that was interesting. I think it was nice for her to be a little bit vulnerable and kind of share. You know, you always see these celebrities and you think that, like, they've got the confidence that can hold them through anything.
Right.
But I think it's interesting when they open up and say, no, that stuff affects people. Even, like, you think about the Kardashians. Like, people talk bad about them all the time and, like, it doesn't not affect them.
Right.
You know, like, but people think, like, because they're so cool or whatever.
Famous,
that it doesn't affect them. So, yeah, I think it was really cool for her to open up about that.
Definitely. They danced the Viennese Waltz to, I forget what the song is called, but I've heard it all the time. It goes, I don't want the world to see me. I don't know what the song's called, but that one.
Yes.
Okay, this was a solid Viennese Waltz. Again, I think Allie, she has a pop star sensibility that sometimes doesn't allow her to bring a lot of grace to her dances. I think there's kind of like a maybe overcommitted intensity that feels like she's doing like arena choreography versus ballroom. I think that's what we saw last week.
Such a good observation,
Jeff. Thanks, Teague.
Wow, that was astute.
It's very nice coming from you.
Yes.
Because you know a little bit more about this than I do.
No, that's great.
But yeah, I think like I'd like to see a little more grace and subtlety in her performances rather than this sort of like arena-style pop choreo.
Of course, yes. And I think we also saw that when she would lift her head, it wasn't to the diagonal. It was almost, her chin was high enough to be like to the ceiling, which was just a little bit too, but I think that's a perfectly parlaying off of what you said. So I think that I appreciate the commitment, but I think that it just felt a bit choppy for me.
Mm.
And there were places that she could have hit or she could have held a bit more. But overall, I was impressed. I thought it was good. I think that some people in the group chat are saying that they are thinking they're putting her on the same level as Hannah. I would actually say I might think Hannah's a little bit more advanced than Allie. But anyways, there are a lot of people that like Allie in the group chat, so this is very interesting.
She was definitely better this week, and she's a really solid dancer. I just think I'd like to see a little more, as Len says, light and shade. in her performances.
Yes.
I think it's all light right now. I want a little more shade with Allie.
Yes, a little shade.
Yes.
That'd be good.
Len said, we need more rotation. The rotation was stopping and starting. I didn't know what you were doing with your fan. Len came down hard. Bruno said it was compelling and heartfelt. And Carrie Ann just kind of hugged her. Carrie Ann didn't really give a note, but it was a nice moment.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. Overall, I think it was good.
Definitely. We got a 767 here.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yeah,
that
fine.
Feels right to me.
That feels right.
Okay. Mary, great run. RIP, that was fast.
I know.
We'll talk about her elimination at the end of the show, but let's talk about her dance for now. She and Brandon danced a cha-cha to Think by Aretha Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Great song choice.
Great song choice, even though Brandon, that poor little baby, didn't even know Aretha Franklin.
Gosh.
How do you not know Aretha Franklin?
I feel like there was probably a good number of people in the U.S. who were upset that Brandon didn't know who Aretha Franklin is.
Yeah, I don't know if we need to include that in the package.
This was good, right?
It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I think that overall it's tough. You know, you consider age and mobility is definitely not the same as somebody who's a little bit younger. So I think that she did great for what she was working with. Obviously, I think her extension could have been a little bit more dynamic. I think she could have reached through her lines a little bit more. But overall, I think she did a really great job. I think Brandon did a good job at showcasing her abilities. Her personality is so fun out there. So it was really fun dance to watch.
Yeah, I mean, what a really wonderful run from her.
Yeah.
Again, when I'm in my 70s, I would love to be half as mobile as
right?
she is. And just, that personality. She's so sharp.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun to see her and Len kind of flirt. I'm going to miss that. That was funny. But let's see. Bruno says, very glamorous, simple but effective. Carrie Ann says, very polished despite mistakes, which I think is a good note. She has kind of a regal, entertainment charisma about her that was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And Len wanted to see straighter legs. 3 fives for Miss Mary.
Yeah. I think maybe we could have given her 1 6.
I think so, too, because in general, it did feel like the judges were scoring to the ability of the dancers.
Right.
All night, because sometimes the scores seem consistent, but sometimes it seemed like I'm going to give this person these scores based on what I know they can do.
Right.
And I think knowing that, we could have scored Mary a little higher.
Yeah.
But Mary, great run. I'm excited to see in the finale.
Yes. Everybody in the group chat is saying that they loved Mary, and she did better than last week. So
she did. Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, Elena, and Gleb danced a passo to Confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love this choreography, personally. I felt like Gleb sort of designed the dance to feature him more than he did to feature her.
Possible.
And we had that fun skirt tear at the end, but then it just sort of had her doing some, fashion moves and Gleb dancing around her. And I don't know. I don't feel like this choreography did Lauren favors, but I still liked it overall.
I don't think so either. You know what? To be honest, yeah. And I know that this is the passo is a little bit, I wouldn't say masculine, but there are movements. But this choreography is very, as we're watching it, it does seem, I think that's a good note from you, that it just does feel like a little bit more his taste than. Also, I'd like to just say, I didn't know how much I loved this girl till her package.
Yes.
And she is just so cool and likable.
Definitely.
And wonderful, and I'm just so happy for her success. She's awesome, and I think her message is great. I think she's a good role model, so I'm happy she's on the show. I'm happy that people are getting to know her. I was impressed, but also, yeah, there were some technical things that I think that he should have seen in rehearsal, and maybe she could have corrected it, maybe he did, but her chin was too forward, her shoulders were high, there were just some things I think she could have just tried to think about and tried to sink into a little bit, and it would have helped. Also, this move, if you can't see me if you're listening to the podcast, but the 5 over the face, we did that a few times, and I was just, maybe that's a typical passo move, but I was like, what's going on? I don't like that. It just...
Too much.
It wasn't feminine. It didn't showcase her well, but it showcased Gleb well, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, because I really like her as well, but I just, to me, it was a bit of a choreo issue, and maybe they didn't have quite enough time to refine what they wanted to, but
right.
Carrie Ann agreed with you on that note, Teague, that there were some shoulder issues. That's I think it's always nice when the judges can give them concrete notes, because it gives them something to work with. Len said he wanted more choreo, and Bruno said good job. So Bruno gave them the highest score. Bruno gave them a 7, whereas Carrie Ann and Len gave them 2 6s. Mm-hmm. That feels fair, I think, based on what else we're seeing. Very excited to see what more Lauren Elena can bring, though.
Right.
I think she's a lot of fun.
I do, too. And I think that I liked the little moment where you were undecided about when she took off her skirt and did a little sassy moment and then the splits. I think it was fun. I don't know if it was necessary, but what did you think about that?
If it wasn't for me, but I'm totally respect if it was for you. I feel like that's, we can agree to disagree on that.
Yeah,
if that's
for
how
sure.
you feel. So, totally great. Let's move on to Lindsay and Sean. Woof. I want to talk about the package a little bit because we see like this really incessant footage of Sean campaigning with buttons and shirts and yard signs that say Spicer Arnold 2020. It seems like Sean's having a lot of fun with this bit, and it seems like Lindsay isn't having as much fun with this bit. How do you react to their like off-screen chemistry?
You know, I'm not sure. And this is something I talked with Kristen Burt, is one of the dance experts here, and at To the Point, and we were kind of talking about it too. And I think that it's just, that's not, I don't really think that it's Lindsay's style to act like that, to kind of the campaign thing.
Right.
Also, you don't know where it's coming from. I'd like to say that. Sometimes it's a producer that's like, hey, this would be a funny bit. Hey, this would be, you know, maybe it was Sean thinking of it. I don't hate it because it's his arena, is political, and I don't hate it.
Right. And as I mentioned last week, however you feel about Spicer, we're here to score his dancing.
That's right, for sure.
It's interesting, you know, Sharon is not on this season, and she's opened up about sort of feeling a bit burned by the producers, or at least surprised by the fact that she wasn't asked back.
Right.
I feel like Sharon would have been a great partner for Sean.
That's a good point.
You know, because I feel like he needs someone with like a firmer hand. Lindsay's great, but she's just like such a Utah sweetheart.
Yeah, she's kind of a baby still.
Right.
Not like really, but she kind of is.
She's
like
young.
Yeah. And there is a big age gap there. And I think that
I feel like Sharna would have just been like, you could tell Lindsay was uncomfortable.
Cracked the whip a bit.
Whereas Sharna would have been like, you can't just make campaign pins. Like she would have like.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you like my Sharna? Was that pretty
good?
That
was spot on.
Thank
Jeff.
Pretty
wow,
good.
That's good.
But it's interesting because even like a PETA who's on this season, possibly we could have had her with Sharna.
Right.
So, I mean, with Sean. So I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, I could. I would have definitely loved to see that.
PETA would have just been a little more like, I think. I don't know. Either way, Lindsay's doing her best. And this dance was actually, let's talk about the dance.
Yes.
I thought surprisingly good. They did a tango to Shut Up and Dance. It did kind of feel like Sean was just sort of marching around.
Yeah.
But like he like did the choreography. So let's give him that.
Yeah. I mean, if the whole thing felt like just like a pony ride around like the square, it was just like, and we're walking here, then we're walking over here, then we're walking over here. I mean, he executed what he was given. I don't think he was given anything that was too difficult, but obviously that's probably a smart decision on Lindsay's part just to showcase what he could do and not make him try to do anything crazy. Overall it was just fine. I don't really think, it was just fine.
Yeah. Len said better than last week. Bruno said it looked like a tango. Not sure I agree with that, Bruno. Carrie said the most sure-footed tango we've seen.
Oh.
Which feels like a bold statement from Carrie Ann. But she gave him a 6, and then Len and Bruno gave him 5s.
Mm.
Okay.
I could have done all 5s, I think.
Yeah, that might have felt more appropriate.
Armand, funny in the chat, he said, I'm fine with Lindsay getting a bad partner this season. The bad partners need to rotate amongst the pros. That's true.
That
some pros
fair.
Do get the better choices.
Whitney.
Oh, yeah. I was like, are you good? Yeah, I know, Whitney. Yeah.
She always does.
She does.
Speaking of Armand, I also see Love By You in the chat. I see Charlene in the chat, Ellen, Laura. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. And if you didn't know, if you're listening to the podcast now, we go live every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific. I know it's a little late on the East Coast, but we'd love for you guys to join us and join the conversation. You can join the live chat and sort of see our thoughts right after it airs, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what AfterBuzz TV does, guys. We're the ESPN of TV talk. If you're watching us on YouTube, we'd really appreciate it if you hit that subscribe button. You can turn off notifications because I know those can be pesky, but YouTube will recommend more sort of TV coverage-related content. We have multiple channels, and we cover just about everything here at AfterBuzz TV. We're a group of passionate hosts who love TV just as much as you do, and we'd really appreciate it if you guys could hit that subscribe button. And you know what, one last thing, hop on iTunes and give us 5 stars for the podcast, because we will read your review on air if you do. So Karamo and Jenna are up next. They danced a quick step to Let's Go is the song that I have. Don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Big step up from Karamo this week. There's a couple small nitpicky things I want to see him work on, but overall this is a really fun quick step. Teague, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I loved the package before. I loved the fiance's mother-in-law getting involved. That was really cute.
Yeah.
I think that he looked really good. I actually loved the moment at the beginning. I thought Len was going to say something about it and was not going to be happy about the walking out the little strut in the beginning. I thought Len would be upset about it, but I don't think he said anything. I think overall it was a great performance, and he did great. What's not to love about this guy? But body contact looked a little bit off, but overall I loved his energy and his confidence, so I was impressed.
It feels like the frame could be a little more composed or something, right?
Yeah, yes.
And does that help with body contact, Teague, if the frame is more...
I think so, yeah. I think, you'd fit better together as a puzzle piece if everything is...
More aligned.
More aligned, yeah.
Yeah. Well, either way, amazing energy from Karamo. He moves well. I'm excited to see what else he can do. I feel like he's gotten two challenging first dances. I want to see this guy do something Latin, because I think that'll be really fun when he gets the chance.
Yes.
So the judges said, Bruno said it was a really, really good quick step. Carrie Ann said it was an improvement on body contact from the week before. But Len said he wasn't overstruck on it. And he saw a lack of body contact and bouncing issues. Actually, this is what I saw. I felt like Karamo's top half was bouncing too much. It's supposed to be more from your core where you're bouncing, right?
Right, right. That is
true. So maybe that was my issue with the frame.
Valid.
Okay, sevens from Carrie Ann and Bruno, but a five from mean old Len.
You know, it's like, come on, Len. You heard in the package that the mom or the mother-in-law fiance of the fiance was going to come for you if you gave a five. And so then he gave a five.
Do you feel like that had part of the reason why he did?
Like, what is with him today? Like, did
he was worse
he
last
not
week.
Get sleep?
He's just, he's a little grumpy pants. I wonder if he's being produced that way.
I mean, but also, like, I don't think he has to go so hard in the paint. You know, he really goes after these people.
I love it.
I don't know if we need that.
Well,
so early.
Either way, excited to see what else Karamo can do.
Yes.
More to come from him and Jenna. Kate and Pasha, possibly my favorite couple this season. They danced a foxtrot to Fly Me to the Moon. Before we talk about the dance, how did we feel about the entire audience and judging panel donning a pair of flimsy alien ears with alien eyes?
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I don't think that was necessary at all. I didn't understand it.
Very confusing.
Did you get it?
He just goes, what?
And Fly to the Moon, I don't even associate that with aliens. Do you?
No.
It feels more like a, like, ritzy, like, I'm at a Gatsby party. I don't know.
For sure. It's like a Rat Pack song. I think of, like, Audrey Hepburn. I don't think of, like, Independence
Day. And then they're, like, alien.
Day.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. But I love, and we are both Team Kate.
We are so Team Kate.
We love Kate. And her energy was great. She's just, what is not to love? I also loved the moment in the dance. You could see her say, it was kind of like a breakdown section, and she's like, let's go, Pasha. And I just love her.
Yeah.
Great costumes. I think she looked stunning. I think she was really working hard, and overall, I was really impressed with her. I'm happy that she's still around.
She's a great example of how far a good performer can take themselves.
For sure.
Because where she might be lacking in technique, and where some of her moves looked a little bit like... Maybe almost like stage gimmicky, like a little bit like jazz.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or like a great sketch performer doing choreography.
Right.
That's what it is. And she's great. And it's that when you're watching someone just have so much fun and give it their all from a performance perspective, it'll take them so far. And I'm really excited to see where Kate goes. She mentioned that she's struggling to deal with a lot of the technical crap, and then she caught herself and said, technique. That's what a lot of fun to see. She's a little, you know, loose cannon.
So great.
The judges complimented her good frame, which I have to agree with. It was a really nice frame. There was one specific move where you saw her go into frame in a way that she'd been rehearsing, which was really enjoyable. And Carrie Ann said, that was amazing. Len said, I liked it a lot. I can't do a British accent. I apologize to our international listeners. 3 7s.
Three sevens.
I'm glad she got these, but you could argue this was maybe overscored.
Really? I was even going to say...
You're going to say maybe an eight?
I don't know. I just really like her.
That's okay.
Just be more because of her personality than even what she danced. But.
Totally fair. I just think, like, based on the fact that she scored higher than James, I'm not convinced she was better than James, but again, I like Kate so much, I don't really care.
Right. Same.
Someone just said Pasha's choreography is great. I agree with that. He seems like a great teacher.
Right.
I will say, whereas I mentioned some of the other male choreographers seem to design dances that feature them equally, Pasha seems like a really committed coach who is going to create dances that really accentuate their partner's skills.
Right.
So excited about Pasha joining the cast this season.
Yes.
Kellen Whitney dancing a samba to Every Little Step. Loved this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, really heartfelt to see Kel open up about his dad's brain surgery. This was very sweet.
Yeah.
Nothing like a father-son connection.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was great. I thought we were both like, was this a samba, technically?
Right.
But I think it was really fun. I liked the whole attitude of the thing. It was great. It was fun. I did find the costume to be just slightly distracting. Just to find his lines, I just felt it was hard to kind of see what's going on. I do appreciate full commitment, which is what I see from him. And the last floor section, we weren't sure if there was a mistake. And
yeah.
I will have to rewatch it a few more times. I don't think the judges mentioned it, but it seemed like there was supposed to be a split, and I'm not sure if that went exactly according to plan. So that was my only notes there. But
yeah, the jump that we saw from Kel from week one to two makes me really excited. Mm-hmm. I think he has a lot of potential, and he's kind of one of those quiet dark horses that could go really far. Mm-hmm. Him and Whitney have a fun... I think him and Whitney make sense as a partnership.
Right.
She loves working with sort of like hip-hop-esque dancers, and the way he moves makes me think that if they get to do some freestyles later in the show, it's going to be really fun.
Right,
so,
yes.
Let's see what the judges had to say. Len said very easy action, which I think is an interesting note. He does have a relaxed ease about him that makes us feel like we're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno said a very cool samba. He wants to see more bounce, which I agree with. And Carrie Ann said, so smooth, very smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes I read my notes. I can tell I'm just transcribing word for word.
That's great.
It's great.
It's perfect.
7 from Carrie Ann, 6 from Len, 7 from Bruno. That feels fair.
Yeah, I think that feels fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's talk about Pete and Lamar.
Oh, man. I don't want to.
God bless Lamar Odom.
I don't want to talk about it.
This is kind of tough.
Oh, I physically had tears in my eyes.
I know.
It was so obvious that at the end, it almost looked like he was crying at the end of it. Like, it almost looked like he was about to cry and was just so depleted. They kept shooting shots of the audience instead. I mean, I can't imagine. You know, you're this guy who's trying to make a comeback and trying to get back into America's good graces, and you can't seem... He's so tall. It's just...
So... I'm sorry, but show me someone who's this tall who's a really good dancer. I don't want to sound like I'm discriminating against tall people.
No.
But it's
tough.
When your center of gravity is that far away from your face, it's so hard.
Right. It's tough, and especially
this is
when
the sweep. They do that sweep where,
yes,
you know, she catches PETA, sweeps her to the floor.
Uh-huh.
He's so tall, she's still 4 feet above the ground.
She's very, yes, she will not hit her head anytime soon.
No.
I think that the judges pointed out quite a few mistakes that I didn't clearly see, but I just... he forgot some of the choreography.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was just really hard to watch because everybody loves a comeback. Everybody loves somebody who was working hard and trying to get themselves together. So I really wanted that for him. And I think that he still did have a good night. I hope that he wasn't too devastated by this, but...
Totally. You can tell because he's an athlete, he's really conscientious.
Oh,
so this
God.
Got to him.
And so competitive.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, Lamar, we wish you the best. And they gave him 3-4s this week. So slight improvement over last week.
Yeah.
And Len said he's right on track. Let's try to give him a dance that'll help him next week. You know,
right.
Let's try to set him up for success.
Right.
Finally,
right.
Hannah and Alan bringing out the night strong. They danced a Viennese waltz to Taylor Swift's Lover, which I will say, song combination, choreo combination with this particular dancer really worked for Hannah. I think
yes.
A lot was working in her favor for this dance. What'd you
right.
think, Teague?
She is just so quintessentially like the princess. She's like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
She looks like a Disney princess. She moves like a Disney princess. Her and Alan just look adorable, like prince and princess.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good performance. She's really sweet. I think the body positioning was good. I was impressed with her dancing ability overall, and she had some good leg lifts. Some of her leg lifts, her knee could have been a little bit straighter.
That's
getting pretty technical, but also if you're going to throw it in there, you might as well do it right. So some of her leg lifts could have been straighter. etc. She could have finished a few lines, but overall, I was really impressed.
I loved this choreography. I think Alan served her well, and I just think the whole look, the song, the feel, who Hannah is, this was all working in her favor. Uh-huh. I will say, she was more settled than last week, but I still want to see her settle into the pocket more. I feel like she's mm-hmm. a little on top of the beat, anticipating her moves a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's that thing where you can sort of see her thinking still. I want to see her just settle a little more and really give us a performance rather than just a dance.
Right.
3/8, though, really solid.
Yes, 3/8.
For you Bachelor lovers, we did see Chris Harrison and Colton, so...
Yeah, everybody was there.
Everyone was there.
Everybody was supporting today.
All right, we only have 8 minutes left. Any last thoughts on the night overall?
On the night overall, I was just impressed. I thought it was a really well-produced show. I think today, this week, like you said, was cleaner, crisper than last mm-hmm. week,
yeah.
and overall, I think they're getting the groove back. We're happy to see it back on, and it's great.
It's going to be a good season, and yeah, like you said, a smoother night technically, even from a production standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bumpy last week, but smoother this week.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get into our dance description segment, which is probably the lamest name for a special segment I've ever pitched. This is our dance description. Let's call it our ballroom history breakdown. How's
Ooh,
that?
I love that. Fancy.
All right, we're talking about the samba this week.
Ooh.
That's how the Brits say it, is the samba.
Samba.
Ooh, we had some nice music from our producer, Josh in the booth. Josh,
yeah,
thank you for
Josh.
Queuing this up. The samba is an old Brazilian style of dance with many variations, but it's actually African in origin, which is really interesting. It's been performed as a street dance at Carnival, the pre-Lenten celebration, for almost 100 years. Many versions of the samba are danced at local Carnival in Rio, but the ballroom samba, or the carico... Let me see if I can read this. I just want to pronounce this right while I have it. The Caracoa Samba is derived from the rural rocking samba and has been known for many years.
Yeah.
Today, the samba is very popular in Rio. It's taught during Carnival. And in terms of its ballroom history, it was made popular by 1923 during an international meeting of professors who took note of dance samba's rise in popularity in France, which is pretty interesting.
Wow.
The dance was introduced to the U.S. When Fred Astaire and Dolores Del Rio danced it. In Flying Down to Rio. And Carmen Miranda danced the samba in That Night in Rio as well.
Ah.
So interesting to see how, you know, sort of the classic Hollywood dancers brought the samba to popularity. And,
of course.
Samba is what we saw Kel do tonight. So
Yeah. Kel, we've got a lot of Kel fans in the live chat as well.
I love it. Cool. Well, that's your history on the samba. We'll keep bringing you some ballroom history. And also, let us know. This is a new special segment. Let us know what you guys think in the comments about the special segment, because you're a part of the show. You're our fifth panelist, and we'd love to hear what you think. In this case, you're our third panelist. But Josh, real quick, Jassy Jones says hey to Josh in the booth. Kind of cool.
Hello, Jassy Jones. Hello.
Ooh, same with Charlene. They love you, man.
Hey, folks. How we doing? Great to see that the fans love me in the booth.
They should. Josh is an excellent producer, and I love him as well. He has our back, which is great. Okay, we have a little bit of news from the Emmys yesterday, Teague.
We do. Ooh, it's news time, and we're breaking it down. At the Emmys yesterday, Whitney was talking with a reporter on the red carpet, and she said she had, quote-unquote, she was, quote-unquote, baby hungry.
Baby hungry.
Which is an interesting way to describe it. Usually don't people say they have the baby fever?
Yes.
She's hungry for a baby.
She wants to eat them.
Yeah, she's... So I thought this was interesting and fun and cute. Her and her husband have been together for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I think that maybe she might be... But that would take her off of the show for a minute.
Well,
so
she's 25. I feel like give it a couple more years.
She's got a few more years on the show, right?
I think so.
But
Pete had a baby in his back, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, you know, the show must go on, baby
show must
and
go
all.
On.
So she is baby hungry. Let's see what happens with that. Kind of exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that takes us to our predictions.
Oh, my gosh.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So front runners for me, JVB. That's James Vanderbeek.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hannah Brown, America loves her. But I'm going to say that Kate Flannery is a sneak attack front runner.
I would have to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I love Kate, and I also love James. And we, you know what, we forgot to say another thing that happened at the Emmys yesterday was James. Did you see what he wore to the Emmys?
No, I didn't, but okay. Someone else mentioned it.
Yes,
in the chat.
Yes. Armand said that James Vanderbeek was on the worst dressed list from the Emmys. Look at it. I think it's like a very velvet outfit.
Let's see if Josh can bring up James Vanderbeek's Emmy look from yesterday as we finish out our predictions.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's velvet top and velvet shoes. We don't know.
I don't mind it.
You don't?
Maybe, but I also have terrible taste.
You're a guy. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, that was kind of funny. I think that he is great. And I also think that, who else am I loving? I actually love Lauren Elena. I want to see her do some more and crush it because I just love her. And it's been really fun to get to know her. So I want to see her as long as I can.
I agree. I think that's a fun. It's everyone's really likable. There's no one that I'm like ready to. I'll be sad whoever goes next.
Right.
Teague, if you had to put your money on who's going to win this show this season.
Oh, wow. We're doing that?
We're going to do that. I'll do it as well.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. All right. Okay. If I really had to do it, pinned up against a wall. Oh, gosh. I don't want to say it. This is just based on what I think America will do.
Yeah.
But I kind of think Hannah could win it. Hannah and Alan.
I think that's a strong guess.
And I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it. I just think that she has the likability. She's got the... She's kind of topical, and she's also a good dancer. So I think she could win it. And I wouldn't be upset about it. I'm just saying that might happen.
I'm going to go ahead and say James.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that, too.
I think we both have safe guesses, but it'll be interesting to see what else happens as the season goes on.
Right. More toe touches is all I want from James.
Absolutely. and speaking of more, we were going to be here every week, guys, here on the Dancing with the Stars After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we go live on Mondays at 8 p.m. Pacific, and you can always feel free to join us in the live chat. Until then, y'all, my name is Jeff Graham. I'm so excited to be on this panel. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys are interested, I shot a podcast episode today with my boss, Kevin Undergaro. We are doing a weekly Christmas show called The 6 Months of Christmas.
Fun.
And it's on our sister channel, Christmas 24/7, new AfterBuzz channel. We'll be covering Hallmark stuff there, DIY.
How
Why
fun.
Not celebrate Christmas all year, right?
I mean, I'm in.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Absolutely. Do you know what, Teague? I think it would not take much to greenlight a Christmas show for you on that channel.
Okay.
So
all
if
right.
You're serious,
oh my gosh.
We will make it happen.
Fingers crossed. I love that whole thing. Well, I'm so excited to be back on the Dancing with the Stars panel. This is so great. This is wonderful. We're excited to be with all of you guys in the group chat. Thanks for joining us every week. I'm Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP. Just a quick shout out for myself.
Absolutely.
But thank you guys so much. This has been so fun.
Yeah. Guys, we'll see you next week, and we'll have a full panel. Thanks for watching the Dancing with the Stars After Show.
Woo!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.